Hundreds of South Australian TAFE students could be stranded without qualifications because of substandard courses. The TAFE SA chief executive has resigned as a scathing review by the National Quality Authority has revealed widespread problems with the training provider and resulted in 14 courses being suspended. The students who took them will now have to undergo new assessments. In Adelaide, Caroline Winter reports.
Imagine if you'd put time, money and energy into doing a TAFE course, only to find you were given substandard training and might not be qualified. That's what's happened to around 800 TAFE students in South Australia.
There's real questions here about what does this mean to suspend courses now for both our members who deliver those programs and for students who are seeking to gain entry into the employment market because they don't have a complete qualification.
Howard Spreadbury is the Australian Education Union State President. The union rates TAFE as the number one provider of quality skills and training in South Australia and says this is highly disappointing.
These are the students who enrol in courses in good faith, believing that this is going to deliver a qualification for them. And now if there's an interruption to that program and to their delivery of a qualification, that's a real concern for those students. And so we just want to ensure that this doesn't lead to that interruption to the completion of their courses.
16 TAFE SA courses were randomly selected for review by the Australian Skills Quality Authority, or ASQA. All were found to have some problems and 14 have been suspended. Among other things, the audit found commercial cookery students were not given sufficient practical training or access to up-to-date food safety and hygiene programs. And motorcycle mechanical technology students didn't have access to the right motorbikes, meaning there was a failing that they could diagnose and rectify brake faults. Other courses at the centre of the scandal include hairdressing, building and construction, plumbing and aged care.
I'm just astounded at the scandal here.
David is a retired South Australian TAFE lecturer. He claims standards have declined in the past few years and he's blaming the corporatisation of TAFE.
Commercial competition and ruthlessness for the dollar is at the heart of this. This is simply what it is. ASQA is the policeman and people spend their time trying to get around being audited. And frankly, I think it's a shocking state of affairs.
But the South Australian Education Minister, Susan Close, says TAFE was set up as a corporate entity some years ago so it could better compete amongst non-public providers.
When you have a corporate structure, you also have to have corporate responsibility. The government's responsible for how much money we provide to TAFE and the general policy settings that all providers work under. But the way that TAFE chooses to operate and the way that it manages its quality systems has been up to TAFE, and clearly that hasn't been good enough.
The extent to which the 800 students are affected is not yet known. Some may have to be reassessed or do further study before they can qualify. The minister has apologised and promised the government will pick up any cost.
There is no way that a student will be out of pocket for this. If there are out of pocket expenses, they need to come and talk to us about it. This is not about making the students' lives any more difficult. This has not been acceptable, and we must bend over backwards to look after those students who are affected.
The chief executive of TAFE SA, Robin Mert, resigned yesterday, and the chair of the board will also be let go. But it's raised concerns that the problems found in the 16 substandard courses may be endemic across the TAFE system. An independent review has been launched to review all courses. And Susan Close says TAFEs in other states are yet to be reviewed.
This organisation, ASQA, the National Organisation for Checking the Quality, has not done any other TAFEs yet in their auditing. So we all need to make sure that we're learning exactly what it is that we're not doing well that's not consistent with the national expectation.
In a statement, the Australian Skills Quality Authority said ASQA undertakes more than 1,000 audits of registered training organisations, including TAFEs, each year. At a Senate Estimates recently, the ASQA Chief Commissioner said they'd taken more than 50 regulatory decisions against TAFEs since ASQA was established in 2011, and the decisions taken against TAFE SA are the most serious.
Caroline Winter in Adelaide.